Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Rise. Wake up.
It's time to wake on up.
Wake up.
With a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh! The best part of waking up. There's morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, heck yeah.
Oh, come on. What? I need more fired upness than Jan. Oh, heck yeah. Give me like, hell yeah, like Sam Quinn and EA Ski or something. I mean, come on. What a win. It might be the win of the year for
it
the
Giants.
It is
the win of the year. Might
Shut
be.
Up.
Shut up.
Down five? Down five? Hey, Chapman finally shows up?
Let me ask you this, Shasky. Down 5-0, headed to the bottom of the fifth inning. What did you think this game was going to be?
Falling asleep, quiet, bats don't show up game. And I was basically going to come in today and be like, yeah, I'm pretty numb to how horrific the offense is. I mean, we're like ice fishing in Antarctica.
That's like the worst feeling you could have. Like, you think of it from the Giants' perspective. Your fan base feels numb to your struggles. Like, you're past the point of frustration and maybe even anger.
You know what?
You just feel numb.
You know what I was going to come in and talk about?
What?
This is how numb I am. How cool the drone shots are that NBC has been incorporating.
Which they are cool.
No, it's actually one of my favorite new wrinkles because there are views and angles of what's that?
Beautiful.
Yes, yeah. There are views and angles of the skyline and of the stadium I've never seen before.
Yeah,
they're spectacular. Like, they really are. And so NBC, that is a hell of a wrinkle.
Great word
to add in. They put in the what I call like the dugout cam, which is like low cam. They don't use it as often this year. They used them last year. They're extremely high def. High def than even the normal cameras, which they might need to upgrade a little. But that being said, the drone ones are incredible.
They are. But to your point, that's not something that we want to be talking about.
No.
The day after a Giants game in the middle of a big series, maybe the most important homestand to date this season.
Exactly.
But if they had lost again, and maybe they didn't score another run again, that might be what we were talking about. Instead, they come from behind 5-0. They win 6-5. Chapman, you look now over his last 7 games. I mean, I have it here right in front of me. Chapman in his last 7. 10 for 24. It's a .417 batting average, 3 doubles, 2 home runs, 3 RBIs in his last 7 games. Elliot Ramos hits a 2-run double to tie the game in the 7th inning. We're in agreement, game of the year. Is that also at bat of the year? Most important hit of the year?
As of right now, yes. I mean, if you know what it felt like? It felt very Mike Tauchman-like.
Mike Tauchman.
I know. I can't believe I said that name.
I forgot about Mike Tauchman in 2021. Hey, you remember him robbing Albert Pujols?
Took the words right out of my mouth. Did we just become best friends?
But I thought we were already best friends.
Mike Tauchman. I mean, like, when I say the name Mike Tauchman,
I think of the robbing Albert Pujols.
He also had like a game-winning home run.
Yeah.
A multiple late-game things, and then he got DFA'd. Harbaugh. He it was too long.
He robbed Albert Pujols.
One of the great
to
plays.
Save a game versus the Dodgers in L.A. Remember,
was
the
that
Giants,
the same game they finally knocked Kenley Jansen out of?
It might have been. I don't know for sure. But remember, the Giants won the division by one game that year.
I know.
Mike Tauchman robbing a home run. It would have been a walk-off homer for Pujols. It was the reason the Giants won the division.
There are certain names you just remember the moments.
Mike Tauchman.
Well, like, I mean, Brian Johnson forever lives in infamy because of the you know, late game heroics back in 1997. Mm. Cal grad. He's still doing interviews to this day about that moment, right? And now this is not that moment. But I'm telling you one thing. I'm starting to feel a small rivalry between Padres and the Giants.
Mm.
There's a little something there. Tatis kind of bugs me, even though he's a great player. Machado he's an incredible player, but he bugs me, and he clearly thrives against us. Jackson Merrill is a stud. Arise is a stud. Like, they've got players that are good players, but that's a team I don't like because we're fighting for basically second place right now.
Yeah, they're two games ahead of the Giants. They're 35-25, Giants 34-28. The Padres had been 4-0 versus the Giants this year. Giants, though, win last night. They come from behind when they win 6-5. They're now 1-4 versus the Padres this year. They'll try to even up this series and make it a 2-2 split in this four-gamer coming up today. And shout-out to all you watching on YouTube, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. We're coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. So win of the year. Ramos at bat of the year. Giants win 6-5. 888-957-9570. Let's go back out to the phones. SF Bay Drummer is up next. What's up, SF Bay Drummer?
Grandy Man and Shafty, what's up? Good morning.
What
good morning.
A win last night.
Yeah. Man, yeah. How about those Giants squabbling up last night? Shout out Kendrick Lamar.
Yes,
but,
sir.
Yeah, man. I think Buster Posey, you know, he means business. He says that he's going to, you know, make the changes as need be. I know he believes that we're a playoff team. We didn't start hot for nothing. I really think the Giants are very competitive, and there's just like a few teams that they have to look out for in order to compete for the wild card spot. I mean, the division could be in reach, too, depending on how hot the Giants can get. But, you know, they have to hit. They have to hit. They have to find a way to hit, whether it be small ball or the long ball. But they have to hit. And I think we'll be able to make a trade to get maybe a power bat in here and then maybe another starting arm if we need it, or even if we call up Wizenhunt. But I know my dad, Mr. D, he said he's not drinking a Giants Kool-Aid yet, but I mean, I still believe the Giants, they didn't start half of nothing. I think we could be a playoff team. It's well within reach. I actually called it when I called before the season started, and when I went to the Astros game, I know what I saw on the field. They all believe in each other, and that's the start of the magic. You got to believe in order to achieve.
Yeah.
So let's go, Giants. This is not territory that we're not familiar with. Torture's here early. So let's get to the playoffs and let's get a ring back to the Bay.
I love it. I love it.
Thanks,
I love everything
Bay drummer.
You know, there's something about like a fan base buying in all at one time. It has felt to me like Giants baseball has been dormant in this market for a long time. It's kind of like, wake me up when you do something. You know, like that's what it's felt like a sleeping dragon, you know? And there's a frenetic pace to basketball and Warrior basketball that's intoxicating when they're good. I mean, it really gives you a bounce in your step where you almost feel like you ran a marathon and you can't go to bed. Because, like, you know, we do this early shift and, like, I'm just like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. Like, I got like a, you know, like I was back in my day having too much fun, if that makes sense. Clearly, football has that same effect on people because it's football and there's gambling and just the nature of it. And both are the offense puts the ball in play, right, in those sports. In baseball, you know, you get a lot of, oh, baseball's boring. Not that game.
No.
That game felt like seven games in one last night. You're down 5-0. You're what was a once phenom prospect gets knocked off the mound with a ball that hits him in the elbow. You're feeling like the bats are completely dead. And oh my God, what's Bryce Eldridge doing in AAA? Feels more important than the game I'm watching, right? And you're thinking in your head, like, this team is dead. They're going to lose another game to a team that they're inching for in the division.
And then suddenly
they fight back,
yep.
Right? And
it flips.
I was so excited watching that game back and forth. The Chapman home run. All right, I'm leaning forward a
down
little more.
Two. All right.
Jelly comes in. All right, he's going to shut the door down a little, give them a chance. They get Adames with, you know, every at-bat for Adames feels bigger and bigger and bigger. It almost is like a Clay Thompson feel where when Clay would miss a shot early in a game, you could, like, feel the pressure, like, building on his shoulder, the boulder. Do you get where I'm going?
Yeah.
And, like, I could feel it with Adames. Every ground ball, every at-bat just feels bigger and bigger and bigger. And the poor guy just needs something good to happen. He draws a walk, and they get a hit. And then the next thing you know, we've got guys in, you know, on base, and boom, we finally get the freaking big hit after the Pat Bailey, you know, strikeout and a Fitz base hit. We finally get the big hit we've been dying for with runners in scoring position. And there's life. The energy felt like they blew life into him. And I'm jacked. Then there's a whole, like, seventh, eighth, ninth inning of drama with the pitching and the defense and the going back and forth and the lineup you're facing, which feels huge. That lineup feels huge, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They haven't been hitting at all lately, but it's tough to get through.
Exactly.
Feels difficult.
You get the Ramos Adames ball that falls in left field, and we're all like, oh, my God, someone make a play. And we could argue about whose ball it is. It's probably Ramos's ball. He's calling him. Maybe he can't hear him. Adames is going to keep coming out to that play until he can make it over his shoulder. You don't want to get plastered by the outfielder who's coming in. It's an easier play for him to come in than for you to go back. It's crazy. And you're like, oh, my God, Ryan Walker, get him out of here. Here comes Randy Rodriguez. They win that game, and I can't go to bed. And unlike basketball or the NFL, oh, baseball's boring. Not that game. That game felt like 5, 6, 7 games in one, and I couldn't go to sleep.
And it felt simultaneously much bigger than any other June 4th game.
Absolutely.
Huge. Like, it's one
absolutely
thing. If this game plays out the way it plays out, it's a fun game no matter what. This game plays out, though, on the heels of the Giants going 7-3, and they scored 8 runs last night, and they scored 5 runs the game before, and everyone's feeling good,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, still a hell of a game and really fun, and if you were there, you had a great time.
Mm-hmm.
And you're watching at home, you're having a great time. But you have that game, the way it went, kind of storybook. You fall behind by 5, you immediately think, oh my God, they haven't scored 5 runs in a game in almost 3 weeks. Now we expect them to score 6? And come from behind 5-0.
It felt impossible.
No chance. They score 1. You're like, well, at least you're not going to get shut out. Then Chapman hits the home run, and it's 5-3. And you're thinking, well, I mean, at least they're showing some fight. But do I expect them to score 3 more runs at least to win this game? No, probably not.
Not a chance in hell.
And then the Ramos double happens. And suddenly, everything in your mind just switches. You're like, oh, my God,
exactly.
I love this team again.
It's exactly it.
I love this team again.
It's incredible.
And then
baseball.
They win, and now we're coming in here, 6 a.m., my alarm went off and I was immediately out of the bed. This is my third day in a row doing this, and I'm not normally getting up this early, but I don't feel tired.
I know.
Because of that freaking game last night.
And then you saw me come waltzing in. I'm singing and rapping and doing whatever I got because I got the earbuds in. Because that's the kind of win that gives you pep in your step the next day. And I think it's the kind of win where you go out today and you find a way to get that split. That's how big of a win it was. It did not feel like one game. It felt like multiple games. And they need today. Who's on the mound today for the Giants?
Who do we got today?
Who's there? Do we even know? Because this is a big one today. Big one today. I mean, they need this. And they got the Braves coming in. I mean, I kept thinking, like, halfway through that game yesterday, I'm going, oh, my God, the Braves are on deck next.
Robbie Ray versus Dylan Cease. Yeah.
Let's go. What a matchup.
NL Dylan pitcher Cease of the month.
First, Robbie Ray, who was on the MLB Network yesterday talking about grips and how he's trying to help Harrison. And
Cease hasn't even been very good this year.
No, but
we'll see how he pitches today. But
he's a good player, though, overall.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This is a big-time matchup. Got to win today. I got to win today. I mean, you blew the Robbie Ray last game where he pitched a gem. God, this one's big. This team feels like it's got a little swagger, and the two guys you brought in on the day of are in the starting lineup and both contribute.
I'm just eager to see, like, how one, obviously, go out, win. You got to score runs. You got to pitch well. You got to play smart baseball.
Sure.
You can't commit errors. Like, all those normal baseball things. I'm just eager to see, like, how the team feels, right? Like, do they feel a little looser? Is it a little more easy? There's some more smiles in the dugout. And, I mean, you know how baseball works. Maybe more.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So than any other sport, when you're just feeling good, like it just flows, and you can build one night off of another. You get to the point where it's like, oh my God, we've won 7 games in a row.
I know.
I'm convinced we're never going to lose again.
I hear you. And I'm a big believer in the streaks and the slumps tend to be infectious within the lineup. A couple guys start to get going. The next thing you know, you got 3 or 4 dudes humming all at once, right? Like, that's the one beautiful thing about Elliot Ramos. As a lot of guys have struggled in this lineup, he's been relatively solid.
Yep.
And that's why I got a little, again, I brought him up like 10 times this morning, but Brian at Belo Alto, like, I was like, no, really, dude? Like, come on. Ramos has been one of their best players. Come on. Like, yes, okay, he didn't execute the other day with a runner in scoring position. He hit a hard ground ball. Infield was in. It was just right at him. That happens sometimes.
Got to elevate it, though.
No doubt. And he'd be the first to admit it. But Ramos is the least of my worries.
Yes. Yes. I mean, he's been your most consistent hitter for 2 years now.
You know what would be great today is if, like, Adamas just had a day, like a 3-hit day.
Oh,
like a 3. Wouldn't that be just like,
it would be just amazing. What the doctor ordered? It would be amazing. If Adamas leads the way offensively for a win today.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if there will have been ever like in Giants baseball that I can remember a like vibe shift as dramatic as the Giants 2 days ago to the Giants postgame today.
That's
like if Adamas leads the way offensively,
it would be crazy.
3 hits, couple RBIs, scores a run, and they win. Like, imagine how you felt about the Giants before, in the middle of last night's game, and then to how you would feel this afternoon if they win, led by Adamas.
And I'm seeing text messages from the 925. You're talking about the vibe change.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna be honest. I'm kind of upset. I turned the game off because they were down 5.
Oh, no.
And I watched Love Island and setting them come back and win. I bet a lot of people did that.
Yeah.
And I'm not blaming them.
No,
I'm not mad at them.
Again, down 5-0, going to the bottom
over.
Of the fifth. I mean, yeah. How many of us are thinking the Giants are going to win that game?
How many
of us were even thinking the Giants are going to come back and make it competitive?
Is there like a bravado, like, you know how they do this in like a basketball in the NFL? Like, if you would have bet when they were down 12 points.
I can find it on Baseball Savant.
Is it on there? Like, I want to know what the odds were that the Giants were going to come back into that game.
Give me
it, it felt minimal at best. Carter, did you bet on the game?
Yeah.
Okay.
What? I can guess what they were. They were probably like plus 550, meaning like five. You bet $1, you get $5.50 back.
That's pretty good, huh? What did you bet?
Giants money line.
Did you?
Yeah. Never in doubt, baby.
While they were down five?
No. Okay.
Wow, you bet Giants money line.
Let's see. Going into...
Carter, we need to make this a segment. It's Carter's, you know, habitual gambling
Cash
issues.
Cash out with Carter?
Cash out with Carter. Cash me out one time. Let's go. Get Kevin Dana to do the intro while we're at it.
Cha-ching!
Dude, I love that. I love that. Guru, look out. He's coming for his picks of the day.
Bottom of the fifth inning, it was a 95% chance for the Padres to win.
Wow.
95% chance. You go all the way to, let's see, we could get to top seven, and it was still an 81% chance for the Padres to win.
That is crazy.
And
what were you
back
thinking when Ryan Walker led a couple on base and they went to Randy Rodriguez? What's going through your head at that time?
Oh, my God. Randy, first ever save. Like, do you have it in you? I believe because he's been amazing. But there's a part of me in the back of my head that's like, for some reason, they don't like to pitch you in the ninth. I don't know what it is. Do you not have the mental makeup for it? Is the moment too big? I don't know. But I mean, three pitches to Jackson Merrill, yeah, one of the guys that you continually point to as why this Padre offense, no matter if they're scoring runs or not, is scary. Three pitches. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good night. Sit your ass down.
It was filthy. And it's been the kind of year where if they would have lost last night after taking that lead, that might have been the straw to break the camel's back. I'm not saying they would have gave up. I'm just saying, like, there are moments in a season where you can't unsee them anymore. You know, remember in the COVID year when Tommy La Stella was playing for the Angels and they went to that pitcher like 3 days in a row and he gave up the
Trevor Gott.
Trevor.
Well, remember, he had that meltdown against the A's that Friday night where Wilmer Flores didn't step on first and couldn't get the double play going, and they just slid from there.
We saw it coming a mile away, did we not?
Yeah.
And that team just completely, the bottom fell out. And that was a 60-game sprint. But there are moments in a season.
Oh, I missed the playoffs by a couple of games.
Yeah. Right? There are moments in a season that do change a season. Like, I think about Don Mattingly going to the mound twice the night Bochy became the manager in 2010. Huh. Right? And they had to take out, was it Billingsley or Broxton? It was one of those two. They had to take him out of the game.
I think it was Broxton.
Yeah, they had to take him out of the game early. And it was like the night that Bochy became the manager. And from that point on, Dodgers were just cooked, and Mattingly was a fool, and Bochy was a genius. It just changed everything about the Giants.
What would have been worse? They just lose. They get down 5-0. Ho-hum. They lose 5-0. They lose 5-1. Or they come back 6-5. Blow in the ninth. Yeah, lose 7-6.
Well, because
that'd be worse?
Yeah, it would have been. It would have closer issues. You know, managerial question marks. This team defensively. The drop ball between Ramos and Adames would have been a thing. We would have been hyper-focused on Adames this morning because he made multiple defensive gaffes.
And it would have been three straight games you lost to the Padres in the ninth inning or later.
That, I didn't even think of that. Harrison, we would have this huge Harrison conversation. You know, it's go time and the team loses. Like, you lose to your division rival, you're going to get the chance of getting swept in a four-game series at home. Like, it would have been, a nightmare.
Dodgers did lose last night, so you gain a game on the Dodgers. You gain, of course, the game on the Padres. You look at the NL West right now, you're two games behind San Diego and three games behind LA.
And don't look now, since June 2nd, the Rockies have won three in a row.
They swept the series. How bad must you be to get swept by the Rockies?
Got to be the Marlins.
The Miami? I mean, the Marlins.
Who are we to thumb our nose down at the Marlins that we barely beat?
Won the series in Miami, barely.
I mean, come on.
The Rockies sweep them in Miami. The Giants take 2-3 in Miami.
God, good for the Rockies.
Rockies. Did you see what they posted? Oh, you sent it.
That was the best. Because earlier in the week, Carter and I were sending each other Scottie Scheffler tweets where it said, since May 4th, Scottie Scheffler has won more tournaments than the Rockies have won games.
Now, Scottie Scheffler, best golfer in the world.
So crazy, honestly.
It's incredible. So then they posted, since June 2nd, the Rockies, three wins, Scottie Scheffler, zero. It's actually a brilliant tweet by that.
He who laughs last.
Good clapback, Colorado.
I love it. I absolutely love it. I mean, I would have came in here talking about, you know, NBC's broadcast with those drones. It's really good. You know, it's really good. You know, Laura Britt back on postgame. You know, I missed her.
Where's Bonte?
Yeah. Well, Bonte was actually field level. We were texting back and forth, and of course, you know, I met with Willie. He's a good guy. We got to be patient. It's like, all right, thanks, dude. thank you for that text from Ground Zero. I appreciate it.
We got Giants general manager Zach Manassian coming up in about 7 minutes right here on the Morning Roast of 95.7 The Game.
I can't wait to ask him about Bryce Eldridge. It's the number one question on everyone's mind. When? How long? What are we looking for? Why would you call him up? Is it just because the big league team is performing or he is ready?
That's what I want to ask him. Because, again, what Buster said the other day, not yesterday, but what Tuesday,
yeah,
he said, after he got promoted to AAA, he said, ideally we want him to be ready, right?
Yeah.
But bottom line is our goal is winning at the big league level.
Mm.
So I think there may come a point, because the options at first base are not great, there may come a point where he's not as ready as they ideally want him to be, but they simultaneously feel like he's their best option at first base. What happens then? Do they bring him up? Even though he's not totally ready yet in their mind?
I don't know.
Like, does winning, trying to win and putting your best first baseman in the organization there that take precedence over him potentially not being ready?
Yeah, and you don't want to yo-yo him.
No.
I mean, the part of the craziness of Ramos and his development is the mental fortitude to be able to adjust to multiple call-up and call-downs. Not a lot of guys succeed in that situation.
Well, somebody said, and I'm trying to scroll back and find it. Here it is on the text line from the 415. This isn't related to Eldridge necessarily, although you can easily extend it to him. The 415 writes, Ramos is the reason I'm not giving up on Luciano. A lot of people had given up on Ramos, and he flourished in his mid-20s.
So, okay, I at least knew Ramos was an outfielder. What position is Lucy?
I hear you, but just the larger point on someone like Ramos, right, who has gone up and down a little bit, and now is at a point where he's here to stay, and he's been really, really good.
That's a fair point. That's a fair counter. I know how baseball works, and it may not be here. You know what I mean? Like, a Rosarena had to bounce around a little, you know, to find his spot. Some guys need to move around. So you're right, and some guys like Ramos, up, down, and boom, and now he's stuck. So I'm never going to say never.
All right, Zach Manassian joining us next here on 95.7 The Game. It's the Morning Roast. That's Joe Shasky. I'm Mark Randy, in for Joe Spadoni, GM of the Giants, joins us next. That's what's coming up on The Game, brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. We will chat again with Zach Manassian, GM of the San Francisco Giants. What's the plan ahead of the trade deadline? What's the plan for Bryce Eldridge? That and a whole lot more coming up with the GM of the San Francisco Giants, Zach Manassian, joining us next here on 95.7 The Game. Again, it's the Morning Roast. Shasky and Grandy with you. More next on 95.7 The Game. Desperately needed, and no better way to celebrate a Giants win than to catch up with the general manager of the Giants, and that is Zach Manassian, who joins us now on the River Islands guest line. Zach, it's great to have you on.
Yeah, Zach, I got to say, you know, before you even got the job, I actually ran into you in Golden Gate Park near the Botanical Garden. You were with your kid, and I believe your family, and I was with my kid and my family. And so now I got to ask you, I mean, like, how often are you in Golden Gate Park just walking around thinking about Giants baseball?
Well, one, thanks for having me. I thought maybe if we lost yesterday, you guys would cancel me. So appreciate you guys having me on. And, Golden Gate Park is beautiful. The city's beautiful. My wife and I, we raise our baby in the city, and we love it. So she likes to get me out and walking with the baby, and I have one condition that I can just make sure I can check my phone and especially just waiting for any incoming phone calls from my boss, because, you know, I can't miss those.
Oh, I love that. I absolutely love that. All right, so now, as a city guy, you've been here for a couple of years now, but we're going to get into the team, but just rapid fire, real quick here. Favorite pizza spot in the city for you thus far?
Oh, man. Probably Tony's.
That's not bad. Favorite burrito spot for you in the city right now?
Oh, man, I don't know if I have a favorite burrito spot. I probably need to find a favorite burrito spot. So I've eaten about three places in the Mission that are all like, wow.
I love it. And then what's your favorite park to take your son to? I've got a few that I love. You know, we go to the different museums and whatnot throughout the city, Academy of Science. Where's your favorite spot to take him on a hot day?
I mean, we're pretty close to Washington Square. I mean, I love Golden Gate Park. Walking through there, you can kind of walk for hours and hours, and it's really pretty. But also, I mean, we just love North Beach. So we'll go to Washington Square, go to Joe DiMaggio Park. He loves the swing set. And it's a little park, but it kind of feels like it's ours. So it's been awesome.
A little original Joe's, you know, a little action. Go see the Dugan family.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Drop my name in there. You know, maybe they'll take care of you. All right? Those are my guys.
That would be great.
Yeah.
Zach, how badly did this team need that win yesterday? I mean, the offense scuffling big time. I know I don't need to tell you that. You're down 5-0. You come from behind. The bullpen does the job. Chapman, the home run. Ramos, maybe the hit of the year in the seventh inning. Then a sac fly, which the team hasn't been able to do a lot of. How good did that feel to get that win? The way it happened, specifically.
Yeah, it felt great. And look, we don't need to win every game like that. It raises my blood pressure too much. Be down 5-0 and win by a run. But like you guys said, it was huge. And I think it speaks to the character in that clubhouse, players, coaches, and the belief that they have in themselves. It's been a really tough stretch, but to win it that way, scoring runs, especially when we were down with how difficult it has been to score, is just absolutely huge. And you hope it has the kind of a ripple effect and carries over to today and future games, and we'll just see how it goes.
Yeah, you know, I've been blown away with Ramos. The mental fortitude to go through what he's gone through, the up and the down, and you're part of our future, and it doesn't feel like you're part of the future. And then now all of a sudden he's made the most of his opportunity. You can make the argument he's been the best Giant 2 years in a row right now since being called up last year. What are people not seeing from Elliot Ramos that you guys are seeing? You, Buster, Bob Melvin, the Giants' internal brass.
Yeah, I think, it's a huge credit to Ramos himself in that there is a thirst for knowledge of the game, and was able to sit and talk to our coaches for a while yesterday. And on the hitting side, Pat Burrell and David Miner and Oscar Bernard were talking about just Ramos starting to see the game, you know, more and more clearly, and asking certain questions and getting a sense of how pitchers are going to adjust to him. And I think they're just so impressed with the maturation of just how his mind is working on the field. It's something I look back to with him as a minor league player is he loved playing and he always played hard. So, and I think those things are showing right now, and he always had the physical tools, but I think maybe when those times came when it didn't look like he was going to be a big part of the future, or wasn't sure, he just kept going out and playing hard. And I think his physical ability ended up getting him here and keeping him here for a little bit. And now we're starting to see, you know, the mental ability starting to grow more and more to where he can sustain that success. Cause it's one of the hardest things to do is it's not just getting to the big leagues, but how do you sustain it? Because there's advanced scouting reports to the nth degree on every player and how they're going to attack you. And it really is a very difficult cat and mouse game, especially with how good pitching these days. And he's been great to make those adjustments, and we're seeing him sustain the success. So I'm really happy for him.
Giants general manager Zach Manassian with us here on the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game. And Zach, you talk about not just getting to the bigs, but staying there. That's also a phrase that has been thrown around a lot when it comes to Bryce Eldridge. And obviously he made some news earlier this week getting promoted from AA to AAA. This is maybe the hottest topic among Giants fans right now. What specifically do you need to see from Bryce that will prove to you guys that he's ready for the bigs?
Well, I think the biggest thing is still getting better defensively at first base. I had the privilege of seeing Bryce in high school, actually, scouting him. And the day I saw him, he pitched. and he was basically Shohei Ohtani for his high school team. He pitched and he hit, and when he wasn't pitching, he was still hitting. So there really isn't a lot of innings experience defensively, and he is getting better and better. And I think it's another player plays very hard. He wants to be great. He himself has come out and talked about his defense and how it needs to get better, how he wants it to get better. So, you know, we don't want to do him a disservice by bringing him here and, you know, you basically can't play him in the field. And I think our minor league people have done a great job with him, coaching staff and in double A, and he'll get some new voices at triple A that he's familiar with. But also people like Will Clark, Joe Panik, Ron Wotus, our major league staff put a lot of work in with him during spring training. So just continuing to shore up that defense. And then, you know, the pitching from double A to triple A, probably see a little bit more spin. You know, you get a little bit more of the crafty veterans as he just continues to round out, you know, his offensive game and making more contact. Because when he makes contact, he's obviously very dangerous.
Zach, you and the organization and Buster and everybody have been pretty consistent that, of course, you want to bring him up when he's ready. But will there come a time when the organization feels like maybe he's not quite as ready as ideally you'd like, but yet he's also simultaneously the best option you have at first base? If that happens, what happens then? Because I know Buster said earlier this week that the ultimate goal is to win at the big league level.
Yeah, I think you always want to stay open-minded, and it's not just with Bryce. It's really with all of these players and really trying to get their strengths. I think there's probably as much development at the major league level now as we've seen in the last, you know, 15 years, 20 years as players get pushed through the system quicker and quicker. So I would say there's always a chance, and whether that's Bryce, whether it's another player, you try to protect them maybe by trying to cover up their deficiencies, you know, in other ways. I was fortunate. I worked for the Milwaukee Brewers at a time when they were rebuilding, and, you know, we had Ricky Weeks and Prince Fielder, who were considered defensive liabilities playing first base and second base. And we were starting to become a competitive team. And that was the question with those two. And, you know, do we try to protect them with defensive changes late in the game? In that situation, we didn't. But those are certainly things that you can consider with really any young player that comes up as a way to protect them, but still allow them to grow and hopefully help you win games at the major league level. Because, like Buster said, that's what we're here to do. That's what it's about.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You bring up Ricky Weeks. Gosh, my mind goes back. He waving the bat like Eric Davis. He was a ball player, man. I was a big fan of his. I'm looking at Willie Adames right now. The game is just such a game of failure and how to accept it and how to work through it. And you go through streaks and slumps and stuff. I just thought that was a huge walk for him that he drew to start that rally late in that game yesterday. And he's made some mistakes defensively, which I know he's frustrated with. Where's he at right now? Where's he at mentally? Where are you guys at with him? What are we working on with Willie Adames? I mean, everybody wants to love this guy right now, and he's the big high-priced dude, and I'm sure he's frustrated.
Yeah, I think, you know, he wants it so bad, and then that probably what goes into maybe putting more pressure on himself. And, you know, defensively, you know, I know yesterday was a tougher day for him defensively. I thought he played really well defensively in May. I thought it was much improved over April, which was encouraging, and some of the numbers that we have internally, you know, back that up. And so hopefully we see that a little bit more consistently going forward. But, you know, it's another player in a new situation. And, you know, I think Willie, to his credit, you know, and it's also could be a detriment, has historically been a streaky offensive player. I think when he was traded from Tampa to the Brewers, he was hitting 180 at the time, and that was in mid-May, and went on a heater pretty much the rest of the year and ended up having a pretty nice year. So, you know, I think with players and how convoluted swings can be, we can see those long stretches of hot and cold. And I think he's just working to try and figure out what works for him and adjusting to our ballpark. And, you know, probably some of those balls he's hit here to center field or right center field in Milwaukee, those are homers, you know, and how do you work your approach? How do you change that? Now, I think hopefully he's got a pretty good example in front of him. Our leader of baseball operations was a right field guy, and the stadium ended up working for him just fine. So I don't doubt Willie's going to continue to work. He's coming with the same energy every day. I saw him yesterday running outside of that dugout, cheering his teammates on, and that's admirable. And one thing I can say for him, you know, nobody wants to play better than him. I think it'll come, and it's just one at bat at a time and trying to find the positives. And yeah, the walk was huge. And who knows how that game turns out if he doesn't draw it.
Giants general manager Zach Manassian with us here on the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game. I want to go back to Bryce really quick, Zach. You talk about, obviously, you want him ready offensively and defensively, and I know your DH right now, Wilmer Flores, is having a hell of a season, but is there a world in which you think his bat is MLB ready, the glove isn't? Would you be willing to play him at DH early to get his bat in the lineup if you think it may help you win games?
Yeah, I mean, I think we have to stay open-minded to it. You know, whether we get there or not will be dependent, obviously, on a lot of other things.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, I think when you add it all up, if as a group collectively feel like, nope, this is a risk worth taking because it's going to help us win, then yeah, possibly we get there. But part of the reason is getting him to AAA. You know, it's just the right maturation and process for him as he climbs through the minor leagues. And you know, I think the biggest thing is, you know, let's see how things go there, and then we keep going. You know, but certainly happy with where he's at offensively right now, and look, I think he's 20, so he's undoubtedly going to get better. There's no doubt in my mind he will improve, And I believe he could improve even if he's at the big league level. It just might be a little steeper curve.
Ninth inning. I know Camillo the other night, this is his first, you know, a little blip on what's been a great season to bounce back. We talked about the mental fortitude of Elliot Ramos. I feel like Camillo's had just an incredible bounce back this year. He's been awesome. Yeah. Pitch clock hasn't frustrated him at all. He's thrown strikes. He didn't have a grip on the fastball. He kept going sliders. That's fine. But how are you guys viewing the ninth inning as a whole? Randy has been a weapon for you guys in that bullpen. You got Ryan Walker. You got Camillo. Is it whoever's available on a given day, or are we maybe starting to reconsider after last night?
No, I think it's fluid. I mean, Randy's been great, and, you know, look, the ninth inning, without a doubt, is a different animal, and I think it's probably a different animal, you know, as everyone can see, more so just from a stressful and what it can do maybe to the pitcher's mind. And I think Walk and Doobie both have shown they can handle that pressure and stress. It's more just, I think with each of them just comes back to little mechanical things that can get out of whack. And not one time have I thought, oh boy, their stuff isn't good enough to pitch in the ninth inning. You know, it's more just come back to locating, you know, where they want to throw the ball. So I think mentally both of those two are capable of doing it. Duvall just thrown so well where, you know, it felt like the right thing to do. But look, I'm a big believer the sixth inning, the seventh inning, you know, the eighth inning, those are important too. And I think that was a strength of so many Giants teams that I came in here to watch as a visitor and were beat by was a shutdown bullpen. It wasn't just a shutdown ninth inning. And I think we have the makings of that. It's just, you know, getting everyone firing at the same time. And for the most part, they have been. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and even yesterday, I think if you were to ask Ramos or Adames, you know, the pop-up from that Walker got is probably caught, I don't know, 95 times out of 100. And, you know, there's two outs and one man on, and Walk probably gets the third out, and there's no conversation. But Randy's just been awesome. I mean, to me right now, looking at him, I hope he's an all-star. And it's great to have all these ninth inning options. You know, I like looking around the league and checking box scores each night. And I think every night you do it, you see a bullpen blow up somewhere. And, you know, to have those three back there and Tyler Rogers, I think we've all seen it for years, has been consistent of a reliever as anybody. Eric Miller, big power arm from the left side. Jelly and Beck have both come up and thrown well. I thought Jelly was huge yesterday. Mm. So just having the options for me is as important as anything. And then when it comes to the roles, you know, Buster and I have been very vocal about just empowering Bomel, Bob Melvin, our manager, to set it up how he best sees fit. And, you know, I believe right now he's going to continue to roll with Doval in the ninth and pick these high leverage spots to use Randy and just continue to try and get Walk back on track.
Yeah. And your point about like deep bullpens is well taken. We watched Brian Wilson. Santiago Casilla was like a sixth inning guy originally, seventh inning guy. He became a closer. Yeah. Sergio Romo was a setup man. He became a closer.
Lopez,
yeah. Afo, so many guys. I mean, I go back to like John Wetland being set up by Mariano Rivera back in the day. But Rodriguez, for just a second, I know your brother's down in Anaheim, so maybe he would, you know, have a little more of a feel on this one, but he reminds me, and not the leg kick, but the motion and the blow-away, wipe-out breaking ball with that electric fastball. He's got a little Frankie Rodriguez in him, a little K-Rod in him. I mean, he's just, he's electric. I mean, he's unbelievable.
He is. And something I'm afforded in this role that's it's very fortunate to be, is just to see these guys behind the scenes. And Randy is just an A-plus kid. I mean, he's still a kid, and he just is just a fantastic person. I think it's someone that you root for, and I think he had a stretch in low A ball when we put him on the roster. I want to say it was about 26 innings, and he struck out 50 and walked three. We're going, oh man, we got to put him on the roster. And you usually don't like putting relievers on the roster on a low A ball, but we decided to go forward with it. And then there were some struggles for him, you know, to get here, battling injury, battling strike throwing, and he's overcome all of that, and he's just been awesome, just huge, kind of our bullpen ace you can use in different spots. He's unfazed, but he's just such a fantastic kid. He's smart, he's aggressive, he's unfazed. So we're fortunate to have him. We're fortunate to have, you know, the bullpen we have. And look, I think Garvin Alston and JP Martinez on the pitching side deserve a lot of credit. I think they get these guys in the right mind space and they come up with a plan of attack. I think every one of our pitchers going to win a game right now, especially Randy, are very confident.
Yeah, he's just been awesome. And the way Bob's used him all year has just been brilliant. And man, it was great. It was great last night. You know, before you get out of here, look, you know, growing up, I used to go to the family pavilion. I would sit out there for $1 at Old Candlestick with my dad on Wednesday day games. And the satin coat of Tommy Lasorda is etched into my brain. And I would boo him mercifully. And he would be waving and blowing kisses. And he's your godfather. I mean, your middle name I've seen is Thomas because of him. Tommy Lasorda is like a larger than life figure in the sport of baseball. We were playing some of his rants to some of the reporters the other day. You got to give us one Tommy Lasorda story, because look, as much as I hated him because he was a Dodger, he was great for the game. I mean, great for the game, and helped forge my love of baseball because he was somebody to root against.
Yeah, no, look, in honor of the Dodgers Giants rivalry, now as being a Giants member, now I go to the gravesite and I boo. So, but he's always a larger than life figure in my life. I certainly looked up to him, and just a lot of countless dinners, and just the education, just the storytelling, just amazing. My dad was, forgive me, Giants fans, for referencing this way, but was Uncle Tom's clubhouse guy in Ogden, Utah, from age 13 to 16 in the summer league. So my dad ended up writing a book about just all of these stories just from the minor leagues, and you know, it's pretty amazing. But one of my favorite ones is I got the job with the Giants in 19, and we're playing over in Camelback Ranch, and I get a call. Uncle Tom had an assistant at that time. We would kind of help him get around. I get a call. The game's about to start, and he's just screaming in the background for me, basically telling me to get my body over to the Dodgers clubhouse. Now, I don't really like going into other clubhouses. I have my Giants, kind of a Giants hoodie on and Giants logos on me, but here I come walking in the clubhouse, you know, of the Dodgers, and I walk in there, and he is screaming, "Look, everyone, it's Benedict Arnold." So that's kind of true Uncle Tom right there. But no, I appreciated every minute I had with him and his wife, Auntie Jo, who has since passed, is my godmother also, and she's just fantastic, still close with his daughter Laura. But I can promise you, it's amazing to me how easy the transition has been to despising the Dodgers. I was joking with John Shea the other day in our clubhouse, and I said, "Count the number of times you see me in blue this year." So it's just a privileged, honored, and proud to be, you know, his godson. But I think he would, if anyone would appreciate the competitive nature that I kind of take day in and day out, if anyone would appreciate that, I think it would be him.
We love to hear that. And we thank you for being so generous with your time, Zach. Really appreciate it. Great win last night. Hope they can make it 2 in a row today.
Sounds good. Next time you see me in Golden Gate Park, give me a "Let's Go Giants."
Hell yeah.
We'll walk together.
It's either that or I'm going to go, "Tell your brother to trade us Mike Trout." I'm teasing.
Sounds good. I like the ideas.
Let's go.
All right. Thanks, guys.
We're rooting for you guys. Go Giants.
Appreciate it. Talk to you later.
All right. Thanks, Zach. That's Giants general manager Zach Manassian. That is a great story.
I love that.
Benedict Arnold.
I love that.
Begs him, screams at him to come over to the Dodgers clubhouse, then immediately screams at him when he gets there.
Dusty Baker was a Dodger turned Giant. Right?
Yeah.
You know, for a lot of people my age, like, Dusty was the dude. You know what I mean? And obviously, Oral Hershiser pitched for the Giants, and it never felt right. You know, just never did. Brett Butler, though, you know, Brett Butler went back and forth, and I rooted for Brett Butler. He was one of my favorite players at that time when he came over. There's a countless amount of people that have either started one way or gone the other. Sergio Romo grew up a Dodger fan and now bleeds black and orange. Famously, Jackie Robinson chose to retire rather than become a Giant. And boy, did I respect the hell out of that. You know, it's one of my favorite little tiny small subplots during the Jackie life.
Jeff Kent.
Yeah. Oh, well,
Brian Wilson. You mentioned Sergio Romo. Juan Uribe.
I mean, there's a
much. Jason Schmidt.
You probably don't remember Corey Snyder. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, there are so many guys like that that I just, I hate them. Like, when we brought in Michael Tucker, it's like, he's a Dodger. I don't like him. You know, but he killed us forever. There's so many different guys over the years. Steve Finley, you know, way too many years too late, who played in the whole NL West. There's lots of them. So we will embrace you, though, if you have a couple of moments.
Yeah.
We have no problem embracing you.
And, hey, go out and acquire a big bat at the deadline. That's moment number one as GM of the Giants, Zach.
He seems like a good dude, though.
He does seem like a good dude.
Now, whether they're going to do a great job or not is to be told.
Yeah, we'll find out.
But clearly personable, clearly loves the game, has grown up in the game, and I love some of his answers about the mental side of it when it comes to Ramos.
That is true. I feel like what Zach told us about Bryce Eldridge makes it feel like a call-up is not that imminent. I don't know how you interpreted what he said.
I saw it both ways. Like, clearly they
explain it to me.
Well, it
he essentially said the reason he's not up here right now is because his glove is not
ready.
Not close.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, maybe not close, but it's definitely not ready yet. He hasn't played a lot of first base in his life.
But we've also seen this team put a guy at first base, Casey Schmidt, who's never played that in his life either. Now, Casey's just a better overall infielder in general because he grew up playing infield, and you can make the transition from shortstop. It's not easy, but you can. Third, short, second, and go over to first. And it'll be a little easier for a guy going from outfield to first base. Right? I think we think first base is easy. It's not. So he's clearly going to have to figure that out. And like, there's the whole song and dance of just holding a runner on and getting a good jump after the ball's been released by the pitcher after a hold on. Like, little nuances like that.
Yeah.
There's a base hit. Where do you position yourself as that guy's rounding first to not collide with him? Like, little things like that that no one thinks of. Where you position yourself as the cutoff man on a throwdown?
And that's just reps.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, yeah. And not just reps, but live bullet action. You could do it and they don't do a lot of infield outfield, but you could do it in practice before a game. And then what do you do when the live bullets are happening? Like Machado's throw home the other day as he's the cutoff man from left field. So there's a lot that goes into it. You could practice it a million times, and then game time comes, and you find yourself spectating and not playing.
But I also asked him, like, is there a world where maybe you don't think he's ready?
That's a great question.
But you feel like he still is your best option at first base? And he didn't immediately say no, but he seemed pretty hesitant, and I asked, would you give him at-bats at DH? And again, I mean, he's not going to say what the plan is one way or another, but I don't know. Based on what Buster said the other day, where he changed his tune in my mind, going from he's got to be ready to, well, we want him to be ready, but ultimately we just want to win baseball games. This felt like a little bit more in the direction of he's got to be ready. Which isn't a bad thing. It's just, it feels like that's the direction that they're taking.
I also don't think, you know, when you do these interview hits and you know ahead of time, you know, I do think that you're like, hey, I know whatever I say is going to be aggregated. You know, you gotta know.
They're going to ask about Bryce Eldridge.
And so I don't want to say anything that I'm going to have to be held to. And I don't want to have him be held to anything. It's probably the best move. Again, this is just like in life, undersell, overdeliver. When you oversell something and it fails to meet expectations.
Well, that's what we were talking about earlier. That's what Farhan did, and it didn't work out.
I mean, hey, Harrison, you know, he's one of the prize pieces in all the minor leagues. Those are words out of his mouth. You know, Luciano, we believe he's the shortstop of the future and a franchise-like player. And look, you know, sometimes you say those things in, let's just say, January, you know, at a
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.